Kieran Gallagher through to the second round of the Cup. So obviously it's great to put out a Premier side.
Yeah, it's nice to get through the next round of the Cup. But we didn't start the game very well, but we recovered and we got through it, albeit by extra time. But look, it's just about getting through the next round of the Cup.
Now, the league is obviously the priority, but at the same time, it's nice to have an extended cup run, and it means also you'll have those fixtures on days that you might otherwise be off.
Yeah, no, that's it. Look, a week cup run would be great. I know the last time there was a cup run, I wasn't here myself, and there was a good buzz about the place, so it'd be nice to be involved in that kind of run this year again. But look, it's good now. The focus now turns to next week to Athlone, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah. And this result against Bray, it means the unbeaten run keeps going?
Yeah, well, that's it. It's good to keep the momentum going. But look, we've got to keep it going there. It'll not mean much. Like I say, focus turns on to Athlone next week. It'll be a tough game down there. Earlier in the season, we only drew there. We found it tough going. So we know what it's going to be like, but move on now, so we will.
But you've really got a bit of momentum going the last few weeks, and the games are running out, but you're well positioned.
Yeah, that's it. Only four left now. Got to try and pick up as many points as possible in the remaining four games now.
Jacob Borga, good cup win for Finn Harps, and from your own point of view, you must be very pleased with the way things went.
Yeah, I was. The boys played really well today. You know, the first 20 minutes we found it a bit hard because we went a goal down, but you know, after that we just played, you know, we knuckled down and we played well and played as a team as we should play.
Yeah. And going towards the end of normal time, both sides could have won it, but it was probably a fair enough score at the end of normal time. But at the end of extra time, Harps definitely were the better side.
Yeah, well, I think we were definitely in better shape. I think it was, you know, the young players that we have as well. You know, we have a fairly young squad, and we just showed a bit more determination on the field all round. You know, we wanted it. We came down here for the result. You know, we weren't going to leave without it. So the result was what we wanted. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how you've come to be with Finn Harps, a bit of a journey.
Yeah, well, I was actually going to re-sign back with my club back in Malta, Balzan, but change of heart when I was actually on the flight over there. My agent called me and said, do you want to come for Finn Harps and have a trial? And came down here and then, enjoyed it. I went to go to Stirling, but, you know, things didn't work out there. So decided to come back and sign, and it's been a blessing ever since. You know, the club's a fantastic club and I love it. You know, it's they're a very tight community, so yeah.
And obviously the promotion is more important than that, and the cup, and you're well placed now, things are going well, and just a few games left.
Yeah, like we are doing well. You know, we're second now, so you know, the key is just keep pushing. You know, we want to try and finish as high as possible, but you know, we also want to do as well as possible in the cup as well, you know, just to make the little town proud, and that's it. Yeah.
And finally, towards the end of the game this evening in the second period, a special moment for you.
Yeah, got my first goal in half, so it just happens. You know, it was a good build up by the boys, so you know, these things, I just put my head down and just hit it. Yeah, and it went in.